this weekend, things are going to really ramp up, obviously, for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. We're actually getting into things that happen, as opposed to hype and organizing details and whatnot. Today, in one of the odder news releases I've seen for the convention, here's the headline. Local youth to inflate balloons for iconic convention balloon drop.
Ooh. Yeah. Local youth are doing this, huh?
Which is standard convention conclusion, right? The nominee speaks, cue the music, it rises up, the delegates go crazy, and they drop all these red, white, and balloons all over the convention
tomorrow.
Hall. Yes, exactly. Pick your tune. I don't know when it started, but it's been going for as long as I can remember. Today at Fiserv Forum, media invited even. To watch the students from Milwaukee Public Schools blowing up balloons that will ultimately be perched above the stage.
Do they use a special canister, or are they actually just blowing up the balloons?
I hope. I mean, they're not filled with helium because they have to drop.
They have to fall.
So I don't know if there's a bunch of kids.
Jeez, that'll take forever.
I'm blowing balloons for America. So that is happening today.
I can't wait.
Okay, more significantly, they're going to put the party in the grand old party. Country star Jason Aldean will headline a concert for delegates and ticketed guests on the Summerfest grounds. That'll be Sunday night. And it's that event that's causing the Hone Bridge to be closed for security reasons Sunday. So keep that in mind. That won't be closed for the duration of the RNC, but it looks like Sunday into Monday, the Hone from Bayview to Milwaukee will be closed.
The question is how much into Monday.
Right.
And those details are still a little hazy.
The host committee, which is nonpartisan. These are folks who are focused on not the politics of the convention, but on making sure every last one of these 50,000 visitors or so to our state this week leaves with a positive image of Milwaukee.
And we wring out every possible dime from their wallets.
Their first big shot at doing that is Sunday at Meyer Festival Park.
It really is the first impression that people are going to have. So it's a big task.
That's local event planner David Caruso of Dynamic Events. He's the creative director for the Red, White, and Brew event beginning at 6 p.m. on Sunday. He was a guest on Spanning the State. He says this will not be like Summerfest Light. They have transformed the grounds to be a unique experience that drives attention first toward this amazing space on the lakefront and also towards all things Wisconsin.
We've taken different areas of the festival grounds and created what we're calling zones. So there's a supper club.
Ooh.
There is, there's a sports bar. There is a Cork and Curd, like a Wisconsin winery.
Yeah.
There are these different kinds of zones within the festival park that from north to south, they're going to experience something different for food and beverage, entertainment, look and feel. It's really, really special.
And Caruso told Kristen Bryan, Brian Noonan there on Spanning the State, the vendors are going to be largely local, small and large, some of them the biggest names in Wisconsin hospitality.
The host committee has been very intentional about involving small local businesses in this party. And I feel really good about it. And I know that that sense about our great spirit of hospitality here in Milwaukee is going to be something that people from all over the country are going to experience at this party, which I'm really excited about.
So by Sunday, if not before, you'll have delegations checking into hotels across southeast Wisconsin as well. Even a few other welcome events planned for particular delegations on Sunday already ahead of the big party.
And then I bet they're going to start rolling in even as soon as today.
You have to think, right? Go hang out at the airport.
Yeah, go to the
ball
game.
See who shows up.
See you, right.
So it is on this event that we've been talking about really since 2018 because we began discussing the DNC in Milwaukee that largely, of course, did not materialize due to COVID. But then we immediately began focusing on whether, all right, could we do a convention? Like, we did all this planning. How about the convention? So it feels like we've been talking about this for 6 years,
right?
If not more. It is finally going to get underway this weekend here in Milwaukee.